getting his weight all the way down to 53.5 kilos, which is a massive effort and just an indication of how highly they rate the horse.
Yeah, for sure. And what about, we're hopefully in a minute or two catching up with Alana Williams. How good is this horse? Tell him we're coming.
Yeah, he's very good. He's probably the biggest X factor of the race, really. He could come out and blow them up and be a future star of WA racing if he lives up to that sort of billing and gets in on the minimum weight with Brendan Abdullah taking the ride. If he can draw sort of midfield or around that sort of mark and maybe not be so far back in the field, I think he's going to be a huge chance. He's won his last two starts in listed company, the Haddon's Handicap at Kalgoorlie in the Northern Cup. Obviously a bit of a step up in sort of class to a Group 1 level, but he just shown so much ability throughout his career that it just really seems like he's destined for the big race success in a race like the Railway.
Mate, we'll chat again on Thursday, Friday to get your tip in the race once the barriers are out. But from the mile start, how crucial are the barriers tonight when they're drawn our time at 7:30?
Yeah, it can be a tricky start at the mile shoot. Not quite as tricky as the 1800 of the Kingston Town Classic in 2 weeks. That's probably the most trickiest start at Ascot. But obviously a barrier in a big race like this with the full fields, very crucial. And a horse like Tell 'Em We're Coming generally gets off the speed and does need a bit of luck. But if he can draw sort of midfield around that sort of mark and get a nice run three wide with cover, then that's probably the most ideal scenario for a horse like him. And there should be a good amount of speed now with the horse down the bottom weight in Cockney Crew. He's a high rolling front running horse and should be setting a good tempo out in front.
Okay, so that's Cockney Crew. Barrier draws tonight, Sky Thoroughbred Central. We'll have the numbers as well on Sky Sports Radio once the field is done for the Railway Stakes, a $1 million race to be run on Saturday afternoon at Ascot in Perth. Jay, we'll talk to you later in the week.
For sure. Thanks, Andrew.
Jay Rooney there from the Western Australian. Just a couple of minutes with our good mate Simon Miller, who trained Flirtini to win in such a devastating way on Saturday. Well done to you, Simon.
Thanks, Andrew. She was dominant, wasn't she?
It was exciting just the way. I mean, I know the pace was on, but how well did she let down?
Yeah, she did that the previous run as well, but probably more so looked a lot stronger on Saturday, purely because the pace was, as you said, was there. So I tell you what, you and I, we pulled the right rein, taking Bella Road out. Not only was it a hot day,
yes,
but also my stablemate Markarilla was three wide, no cover, and he would have been outside of her.
Yes.
So he would have had to push on. So we've nailed that.
Yeah, you've got that right. Just on the market ruler you scratched and trialled yesterday for the winter bottom,
Bella Road.
What am I saying? Yeah, Valorose, Market Ruler was the one. How did Valor go yesterday?
Yeah, really good. Just cruised up. And more importantly, his recovery and heart rate and everything was cherry ripe. So we've got him exactly where we need to. And he ran third in the trial with the handbrake on, and they ran slick time. So he was a length off Malaguerra. And then through the line, we were spearing through. So he's another addition to the winter bottom now. You'll have to take on Flirtini, but he'll be forward and she'll be back, so it'll be exciting from a stable representative point of view.
It will. What about Saturday, prior to the draws and everything tonight? Akinar Star, are you happy with things there this morning?
Yeah, Raph, he worked strong on the grass and had plenty in hand and still ran up 11.4 his last 200. And just there's a sense of timing for him. He's run two runs ago was outstanding, and the other day he's a victim of his own circumstances. He broke too clean and ended up outside the leader, and he needs to have a bunny to gun down, and he'll get that Saturday with Cockney Crew in the race. They'll go 100 miles an hour, so if he happened to spring the gates like he did, at least he'll have a bunny. So
yeah, that's the main thing.
Right horse going in the right race, and with Ollie on board as well, the stars are aligning, so hopefully we can get the result.
Hey, I saw the after-race interview there with Flirtini. You stand there like a bit surprised. Then Brittany, I think it was Brittany, asked you a question about winning a Group 1. Hey, Simon, don't pretend you want to win a Group One. You were saying, I don't care what sort of race I win as long as I win. That's fine. Yeah. But, mate,
I'm just playing Joe Cool.
Yeah, super cool. Super cool.
I mean, how many times have I been second in the Railway, second in the Winterbottom, third in the Kicks at Town, I ran second, what did I do over there? I can't remember. I ran third in the Thousand Guineas in Melbourne, third in the Sangster in Adelaide. We've been knocking on the door anyway.
You know what it means?
Yeah, we're due.
You do. Let's hope it is Saturday where they can ask.
At least when we hit the big ones, we run a place anyway, but I wouldn't mind just dipping up a few more.
Oh, I thought you might. You've come away from the cool side to be opening up this morning. Hey, good luck, mate. Just thought I wanted to grab a few minutes. Sounds like Anakana Star with Damien Oliver, and we'll see what happens with the draw tonight.
Yep, fingers crossed.
Thanks, Simon. Good, mate. Simon Miller there. Appreciate that. Caroline Searcy. Caroline, is this the last show of the series tonight?
Well, it is, Andrew. Yeah, it's been a long year, but it's great that we're having a small break, and then we get going filming Yearlings in probably less than a month. It all starts up again for 2020. But yes, tonight, the final show, 8 o'clock, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and looking forward to another packed show.
Righto. So they had a big day down in Melbourne yesterday, Inglis. They had some news there, and I know Sebastian's going to join us tomorrow, Sebastian, regarding the classic sale catalogue. And you've got Jonathan Darcy on the show tonight.
We do indeed. That's right. Inglis launched the classic sale for 2020, 808 yearlings for next year. It's Sunday, February 9 to February 11. And they've done away with the Saturday evening session after the Inglis Millennium because it just was too long a day. So, it's going to be a fantastic sale. They've had some wonderful graduates over the last few years, Group 1 winners, and horses such as Dale and Decur who went through the classic sales ring. But tonight we have Jonathan Darcy just recapping the year, really, looking at some of those Group 1 graduates, also, Nate. Just Drip, Sander and Elaine Exceedance, Shadow Hero, so many of them through the Inglis sales rings. And we also talk about the success of their online sales. Now, Nick Melmoth and the Inglis digital team have done a fabulous job with those. Top sellers of, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 in the last few months. So a great way for people to move on their horses without having to actually send them to a sale. And also, just looking at thoroughbred welfare as well. Inglis have always been really on the front foot, trying to, not have mares that are too old going through the sales ring and having minimum bids. So the horses are too expensive for people who are buying for pet food. So a really interesting, comprehensive interview with Jonathan Darcy from Inglis this evening.
Righto, good focus on there. Cambridge Stud, what's happening out of there with Henry Plumtree?
Well, Cambridge Stud, of course, a big sponsor of Bred to Win. Henry's back on the show tonight talking about Hello Yoomsay. Now, this is the horse he won the Haydock Sprint Cup, one of the big Group 1 sprints in Europe not that long ago or through their flat season. He's going to race on. He's the son of Cody Ack, who's a Dane Hill half-brother to Invincible Spirit, so some fabulous bloodlines in Hello Yoomsay. And we hear a bit more about him and what the plans are. He's potentially going to race on and won't stand at Cambridge for another year or so, but a really interesting new stallion for New Zealand in the future.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Peter Snowden's favourite Inglis sale story, and I love this little segment, John Thompson's favourite horse. What got him into it? It's got to be something.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating.
Got to be something with JB, you would think.
No.
It's not.
Further back.
Is it? Wee little lad.
Exactly. He strapped the little horse who was behind Snippets in a Magic Billions and marauding in a Golden Slipper. And it's fantastic just to hear the passion that John really developed by strapping that horse and really wanting to be involved with horses running in those big races. Of course, he's had, so much success and some really lovely young horses coming through for the future too in the John Thompson stable.
Righto. Bred to Win, last time for the series tonight on Sky Thoroughbred Central at...
At 8 p.m., so a little bit earlier than it has been. So 8 o'clock Eastern, of course, Sydney time, and of course, replays through the week, including Sunday morning at 8:30 in the morning, too. So also, we put some of these stories out online, too, and you can see it on racingnewsouthwales.com.au as it's live streamed. But Sky Thoroughbred Central, 8 p.m. this evening, the final Bred to Win.
Good on you, Caroline. We'll see you around the traps over the next few weeks.
Will do, indeed. Look forward to having a Christmas drink or something, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll catch up for sure. Caroline Searcy there. Bred to Win tonight on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Repeating, today's races at Taree have been called off.
At today's meeting at Taree has been cancelled or postponed. Racing New South Wales will make a decision in the next couple of days of what to do with this meeting. It's been unfortunate with all the smoke hanging around. The vision down the back is very, very very poor, and the air quality is no good. So it's just unfortunate today's meeting has been postponed. We'll know further notice in the next 5 or 6 hours with Racing New South Wales.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date whether and what they do with today's meeting. Repeating, Tari off because of the smoke visibility within the track. So after our news break, it'll be Sean joined by Mark Hunter to look at every race at Terang.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Smoky skies have blanketed Sydney overnight with hazardous air warnings in place across the city this morning. Hot, dry and windy conditions are expected today, with New South Wales' east coast under severe fire danger and a total fire ban is in place across Sydney. Six lives and 530 homes have been lost since the state's bushfire season hit some weeks ago. More than 420 homes destroyed in the past fortnight alone. Authorities are battling more than 70 fires across Queensland as well. Drivers are being urged to make a stop at the Bowser with a petrol price hike looming. The cost of fuel could jump as much as 50 cents per litre across the country in the coming days. And there is said to be some happy little Vegemites across the globe, with the popular spread set to be sold in the US, UK and Canada for the first time. Until now, the spread could only be bought in Australia and New Zealand and specialty stores overseas. In sport, an Instagram joke gone wrong has seen women's BBL star Emily Smith banned from cricket for the summer. Smith has been sanctioned under the anti-corruption code for posting Hobart's team lineup before its official release in an attempted joke about her position in the batting order. Meanwhile, better luck for Elise Perry. She's been cleared of any serious injury and is expected to be available for the WBBL finals next month. Some more good news for her overnight as well. She was crowned the Athlete of the Year at the New South Wales Champions of Sport Awards. And Adelaide snapped a four-game NBL losing streak with a vital 103-91 victory over Southeast Melbourne. Jerome Randall was outstanding for the 36ers last night at Melbourne Arena, leading from the front with a game-high 27 points. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Racing Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Airlines Asia sale on Now at Hello World Travel. Fly to Southeast Asia from $689 return. Book with Hello World Travel before December 4. Conditions apply. Heavy traffic, Tarawarra Pacific Highway approaching Kissing Point Road. The right bridge, still quite busy, but moving up towards top right. And you're on the brakes, Granville Parramatta Road approaching James Bruce Drive in both directions. Allow extra travel time there. Disney Plus is streaming from today. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars and National Geographic. All these and more. Visit Disney Plus .com to subscribe now. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Lucky you. I love rapping.
Oh, get what you really want for Christmas at your Ford dealer. Like a 7-seat rear-wheel drive Everest and Beyonce. Now just $48,990 drive away. Save $1,000. Plus, get a bonus $1,000 worth of fitted Ford accessories. Christmas comes early with great year-end deals from Ford. On now. Recommended price, T's and T's apply. See Ford.com.au for details.
Warrawee needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters of horses ever paced. Warrawee needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain. Just a very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
Sky Sports Radio can be relied on to present all of Queensland's Summer Racing Carnival.
Summertime.
Saturday, Doomben has the Sky Racing Recognition Stakes, plus the Tats Classic for fillies and mares. Get your full Doomben preview Saturday morning from 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's almost here. The biggest race of the year. The social event of the season. $1 million at stake. Best of all, it's all happening in your own backyard. Your day to play is finally here. The Gong, Saturday, November 23rd, Kembla Grange Racecourse. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Dynamics Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock, and we offer a high-quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half-sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meeting.
And good morning, everyone. It's 18 past 10, but John Cosgrove Parry, of course, today not on because of the smoke situation. The rain, though, it is. The meeting there, where the fine at a soft five. Mark Haller joins us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Sean. I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Terrain, they used to call this the Flemington of the Bush, didn't they?
They did indeed. Look, it's a big, long straight, but it can be deceiving. When it's dry, it can be a real advantage to be on the rail. So it was a soft seven on Friday. It's up to a soft five now. Hopefully we get a fair track and not one of those terrain leaders tracks.
All right. So despite the fact it is a big track, you can get to the front and stay there.
Absolutely. If you get you watch them over Christmas there when the tracks are firm, they just don't pass a horse.
All right. All right. Now let's have a look today. Race one, number one, Compulsive, $5. Two out three, Grinsinger Jackal is $3.70. Number three, Major Kane, $6. Five, Mr. Mischief, $21. Six, Road to Blue Sky, $13. Number seven, Megahertz is $8.50. Eight, Savar, $8.50. Nine, October Jewel, $26. Ten, Rose of Quincy, $8. 11, Barrage, $6.50. Our favourite, $3.70. Number three, Grinsinger Jackal.
Yeah, it's an even race, as most of these high weights are. But I'm with number four, Magic Kane, who I think is just getting better with racing. It box seated had every chance the other day. It goes up slightly in distance. It gets a beautiful run behind good speed. And I'm happy to go with it each way. To beat number one, Compulsive, it's going well. It was in the same race as Magic Kane there two starts ago. Ran on well from last. And again, at Pakenham there last week, ran on well to finish third. Now, it is back in distance, but the tempo should suit it. They'd be the two I'd be focusing on. Next best, number three, Grinsinger Jackal. Just wanted to race a bit fiercely the other day. And seven Megahertz, coming off the non-tabs up at Wangaratta, whacked away okay, should be suited by the trip. 4-1 for me. I'll go 4, 1, 3, and 7.
Race two, another high weight. One Crafty Cruiser, $5.50. Number two, Aurum Dromos, is $7.50. Three Hunch, $6.00 even. Number four, So Able, is currently $12. Five, So Belafonte, $7.50. Six, Sudden Moment, $9. Number seven, Henry the Dolphin, $34. Eight, Special Moment, $2.50. Nine out. Ten, Hierarchal, $81. 11 out. 12, Written Rule, 61. 13, Bus Stop Madonna, 23. 49 and 15, Entirely Perfect, 151. A favourite, 250. Number eight, Special Moment. An old Crafty Cruiser. He's still going around at the age of, what is he now?
12.
12-year-old, yeah.
Just a lazy 12. He's in the numbers, Crafty Cruiser. But on with Special Moment, it's really come good for Kane Harris. It won a weak race two starts ago. Then jumped in grade last time on a soft track, but won really well again. So I think he can take the step up. You've got the advantage of Clayton Douglas riding. To beat number six, Sudden Moment, it's around the mark. It's been unlucky this campaign. Having said that, had every chance last time. It's a chance again. Number one, Crafty Cruiser, 12 years old. He's won over $1 million. He comes out of easily the best form race for this, and he'll run well. And two, Aurum Dromos, who draws gate one, every possible chance to win a weak race last time in a good stable, get a great run. It's also in the mix. It's an even race with the favourite, just short enough odds, 8, 6, 1, and 2.
Third event, one Chaparral Bell, $6. Number two, Daredevil Girl, $41. Three, Ever Loved a Woman, $81. Four and five out. Six, Marussia, is $8. Seven out. Eight, Von Hill, $61. Number nine, Written Symphony, $71. Ten, Booklet, $7.50. 11, Kuramai, $1.90. Now, number 12, Lola Rosie, $8.50. 13 out. 14, Robbins Folly, $6.50. And 15, Egyptian Force, $151. The Shorty, $1.90. Number 11, Kuramai.
Yeah, it's getting in short now, but it should win. It had good form last campaign. It's got good speed to be up there around Terang. It's jumped out recently. There's a tearaway leader, and they sort of let the leader get away. They shook it up, and it looked to have lengthened well. So everything points to a winning return. If there's a danger, I think it's number 14, Robin's Folly. It's had the one start, missed the kick, had to hunt forward and fought on well to finish third. Better for that run, just needs a clean getaway. After that, number 10, Brooklet. It's well drawn. It's had plenty of chances. It just can't win a race. And six, Marussia, who showed good ability early in its career. It's sort of lost its way. It was an okay third last time. It should be fitter. It's a place chance also. I'll go 11, 14, 10, and 6.
Now the fourth, number one, Elegus, $3.60, 2 and 3 out. Four, Von Gerard is 10. 5, Wanamiri, $12, 6 out, 7 Snifter, 5, 58 out, 9 All Too Fast, $8, 10 Missile Dolly, 151, along with 11 Rosa Fiorentina, 12 out, 13 Italian Witness, 420, 14 Madalenka, 440, 15 Atomic Wings, 151, 16 out, 17 Verando, 151, 18 Lucy Mac, 21, and favourite the topic, 1 Elegus, 360.
Yeah, it's the one to beat. It's my top pick. I think there are four chances. This horse had trailed terrific going into its debut run. It was well backed. It sat up on the speed and was weak. They then had a little break. They dropped it back in trip over the 1,000, rode it quietly. Ran on okay, without really raving. It ran on okay, probably well enough for a race like this. Now, this race is run from the 1,000-metre chute, so often the wide gates are no disadvantage for those races. You can sit back, get to the outside, and be very hard to beat. To beat number 13, Italian Witness. Had a few stables, had a first run for Paul Pushker up there at Mount Gambier. Missed the kick, was okay again without raving. It's not a real strong horse, but it's got a chance here. 7 Snifter, it's showing good speed in jump outs, and I'm not worried about the wide gate from this shoot start. And down to 14 Madlenka, showed ability on debut, it showed speed in the recent jump out. They're the four hopes, not much between them. I'll go 1, 13, 7 and 14.
Right, the fifth event, 1 Arceus, $5, 2 Gunfire in the City, 81, 3 Just on Spec, 71, 4 Lucas the Younger, 61, 5 Predicated, 350, 6 Red Noise, 71, 7 So Awesome, 21, 8 Western Bird, 81, 9 Blackout of $5, 10 Centaine's Portrait, 7, 11 Golden Jazz, 26, number 12 Selfie Road, 10, 11 She Said So, 23, and 14 True Bell, $5, 15, 16 out, 350 favourite, number 5 Predicated.
Yeah, like Predicated, it's a horse that's had the two runs back from a spell. It got too far back first up and ran on well, and then just got completely lost the other day. The winner was off and gone. This was a mile back and got going nicely in the straight to finish second. I think the jump to 1,400 metres is perfect. It draws wide. It's got a 3-kilo apprentice. I'm just hoping it can get into that 3-wide train, be close enough on the turn. If that situation works out, it'll be very hard to beat. I'll certainly be saving on number 10, Centaine's Portrait. It's had two back from a spell. It was a really strong finishing run last time. Now, draws gate one. It can park midfield. And as I say, it's the big danger. They're the two I like. Next best, number 9, Blackadder. Trialled okay on soft ground without raving. And 14, True Bell, who was okay first up, just might need further. I'll go 5 from 10, then 9 and 14.
All right, the sixth event, 1 Skelm, 11, number 2 Berry Dangerous, 10, 3 Sweet Georgia Brown, 15, 4 Swiss Hero, $8, 5 Irish County, $6.50, 6 The Stylist, $1.55, 7 Ultimate Eagle, 26, number 8 Creative Harmony, 31, 9 Hurricane Jack, 34, 10 Lindsay Alfred, and 11 Caleb Will Do, $101, $1.55 for 6 The Stylist.
Every time you look up, it gets shorter here. The Stylist, look, its form last campaign would win the race. It's got a good run behind a horse called Tides, who would win this easily. It's come back from a spell. It was okay first up, and then it beat a shocking field, to be honest, second up, and ran slow time. So if you're just going off that, you wouldn't be raving at the price. But if you go off its form last campaign, the fact that it's fitter, the fact that it draws gate one, probably spears to the front, and has got moderate horses against it, it probably wins, but I can't be taking the short odds. To beat number 4, Swiss Hero, fitter for one run back, I think it's certainly got a chance. 5, Irish County, just one pace there at Geelong. It's going fairly. It's got some hope. And 3, Sweet Georgia Brown, ideally needs further, but can pull out a run fresh. 6, the one to beat, just no value. 6, 4, 5, and 3.
Now, race 7, 1 Skyway Star, 2.30. 2, Uncle Larry, $7. 3, Celestial Story, 13, 4 out. 5, Star of the Turf, 8.50. 6, Say Goodnight, 14. 7, Scarface Curio, 13, 8 and 9 out. 10, Acquired Drink, 5.50. 11, Love's Edge, 23. 12, Pistol Eats, 8. 13, Sue Chatelot, 41. Favourite number 1, Skyway Star, at 2.30.
Yeah, it's the one to beat for sure, Sean. It's the best horse in the race. It showed ability in good races last time in. It'll certainly get out over more ground. It's had a couple of jump outs recently where it hasn't been knocked about. Got the big weight, but got Brad to nurse it. It should win. I think if there's a danger, it's number 2, Uncle Larry. Had the two runs back from a spell, Larry. He's going quite well. He just wanted to lay in badly last time. They've tinkered with the gear, and he should be fitter. Down to number 10, Acquired Drink. Every chance, but fought on well last time. And 5, Star of the Turf, who, if it's favouring leaders, Star of the Turf's one that'll be up the front, out of trouble, and certainly worth including. 1 to 1 to beat, 2 the danger. I'll go 1, 2, 10 and 5.
Right, the eighth event, 1 High Hopper, 7.50, 2 Astro Castro, 13, 3 Teamwall Gold, 16, 4 A Moody Boy, 3.90, 5 out, Number 6, Sault Ste. 13, 7 out, 8, Campo, 550, 9, French Fizz, 390, 10, Pegleg Bend, 21, 11 out, 12, and Universal Thief, 13 out, 14 out, Asura, 12, and 15, Boom Shake the Room, 26. Equal favourites, 390, number 4, a Moody Bay, and 9, French Fizz.
Yeah, look, I think a Moody Bay is the best for the day. It showed good ability last time in. It comes back from a spell here in a very suitable race. It's had a couple of recent jump outs. The first one, it wasn't asked to do much. And the latest one, set up outside the speed, they gave it a shake-up, and it raced away for a big win. Looks like it's ready to go. There's good speed to suit. You've got B-Rawilla sitting on it. Got a good stable. Come to the outside and run them down to beat number 8, Campo. Never did a lot fresh, Campo. It was disappointing there. It's a better horse than that. And a good gait, maybe fitter can improve. 14, Lartasura. Doesn't win out of turn, but gets in very well after the claim. And 9, French Fizz. Draws wide, won a weak race last time. At least it's in winning form, so it's got some hope. But I think 4 can bring us home a winner. 4, 8, 14 and 9.
Now, any good things here?
Pretty tough day, Sean, but I'll go race 5, number 5, Predicated. I think we just need some luck mid-race there. And race 8, number 4, Amuti Bay, the best for the day.
Right, race 5, number 5, race 8, number 4. We'll hear you a bit later on the whip round. Good on you, Mark.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Hunter looking at the meeting today at Tarang. Our meeting at Taree is off because of the weather conditions there, the smoke haze. They apparently couldn't see the 1,000-metre mark. The smoke was so bad. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio won't miss a beat this week as we count down to Saturday's inaugural Million Dollar Gong. Racing HQ will feature updates. Then Saturday morning, Duffercy, Denopolis, Joyce and Glenn Munsey will have all the crucial information. Racing HQ, your best Saturday start every week. From 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Our latest racing club, Hancock's Racing No. 9 Limited, is ready to go. 7 horses by leading sires like Nakoni, So You Think, Star Witness and Street Boss to be trained in 5 states by top trainers. $1,400 will buy your 1-800th share, or you can have 4 payments of $350 and no more to pay. Call Shelley Hancock's or Rob Peacock for a prospectus on 0352749171 or see the website hancockshancox.com.au. Applications must be made on the form attached to the prospectus.
It's 10:30 at the Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you. Cozzy Willis Perry has been cleared of any serious injury and is expected to be available for the WBBL finals next month. She was also crowned Athlete of the Year at the New South Wales Champions of Sport overnight. She beat a star-studded field, including Rugby League's James Tedesco, swimmer Kate Campbell and tennis's Alex Diminor. Bad news for Emily Smith, though. She's been banned from cricket for the summer after an Instagram joke went wrong overnight. Smith has been sanctioned under the anti-corruption code for posting Hobart's team lineup before its official release in an attempted joke about her position in the batting order. Adelaide snapped a four-game NBL losing streak last night with a vital 103-91 victory over Southeast Melbourne. Jerome Randall was a star of the show with a game-high 27 points for the 36ers last night. And just a reminder there that smoky skies have blanketed Sydney overnight with hazardous air warnings in place across the city. A total fire ban is in place across Sydney today. That's all the latest in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's spring racing carnival.
Shane Warne here to let you know Supercoach Fantasy BBL is back. The hits will be bigger, the bowling will be faster, and the banter will be world class. How do I know? I'll be part of it. And I don't care who you are, when it comes to a cheeky sledge, there's no holding back. After all, there's cash up for grabs and bragging rights too. So if you want to take on your mates or you want to take on one of the greats, register today at supercoach.com.au and together, let's bring back the banter.
Conditions apply.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
28-11, he's pumped up the tyres. He's about to hop into the bike. Mark McNamara, good morning.